where real music matters.
Absolute Radio.
This is
Jason Manford.
Jason Manford.
Good morning, it's the Jason Manford Show on Absolute Radio. Steve Edge is here.
Good morning.
Morning.
Loud, isn't it?
It is loud.
Isn't it loud?
We've got good news and bad news, really, haven't we, I suppose?
Well, yeah, it's a bit of both.
We're with each other.
We're in the studio.
We're in the actual... This is weird. Is this how people normally do radio?
It just feels weird, doesn't
so
it?
So quaint.
Why do you need to do all this?
So old-fashioned.
Can you not do it in your son's bedroom? And balanced on a blanket, couple of tin tin boxes?
With a blanket over your head.
It's what we've been doing for 5 years.
With builders outside.
Don't need all this stuff, do you?
Don't need
overkill.
It.
Overkill.
Makes no difference to the quality of the show.
No, exactly. Well, we'll see, won't we? But I would imagine. I've got a suspicion.
Yeah.
Not. I mean,
yeah, good or bad. So, we're together. But the bad news is, this is our penultimate show.
It is, yeah.
After 8 years have I been? I think I've been here. I think I might be the longest serving.
Yeah.
The owner, maybe, as well, I think.
You were like the Gary Lineker of this station. They were gunning for you. You're right, pay grade.
Yeah, that's what's happened. It's that 20 quid a year it's gone up.
Yeah.
I've seen them all off.
Mm. Well, I've been doing it 5 years.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. Yeah,
since the pandemic, five and a half years.
Pre-lockdown, it was... I used to have a different comic every week. Mainly because I was touring across the country, and it was just handy. Just I'd grab a local comic and they'd come on. We had some big names. We've had all sorts over the years. Peter Kay and John Bishop, Sarah Millican did it many, many times. And then after lockdown, we just went, you know what, this is... It's like putting a pair of comfy slippers on one set.
We had the little mics and we took them abroad. We went to Guadeloupe, we went to Malta, we went everywhere.
All Portugal, America.
All over the place.
Australia.
Yep, no one could tell the difference.
No.
No.
Maybe.
It's pointless, this studio.
They've spent a lot of money on this. You know what they could have done with this? The money for this?
Well,
give us a new contract.
Another year. give us another year or something.
No, so it's to be honest, as you probably can guess from the last 6 months where we're not on, it's been hard to fit it in with our schedules and stuff. So it just got to that point where I thought, you know what, let's go out on a high.
Yeah.
And so next week we'll be doing our famous Christmas special.
The final
Christmas special. And then in the new year, we'll have some announcements, don't you worry. This won't be the last you'll hear from us.
No.
Not that's like a threat.
No. You meant that in a nice way.
I meant like we'll probably end up doing a podcast or something
non-sequence,
together.
A podcast called Non-Sequence.
Yeah. I'm still not sure on that title.
People will remember it, won't they?
They certainly will. They will remember it. I don't know.
I think it looks better written down, like nonsense almost, than consequence.
Right, okay. You know? Fair enough. Yeah, maybe then. Mm. Maybe, yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
All right, we'll see what happens. But that's the news anyway, and I'll tell you a couple of times throughout the show because obviously that we get people listening later on and stuff like that. But here we are on our penultimate Absolute Radio show, and it's been a pleasure.
Jason Manford.
Absolute Radio.
Where real music matters.
How's your week been?
It's all right, yeah. Yeah, I've just been... I've got the kids, haven't I? My wife's in Berlin, so I'm just sort of pottering around.
Just three lads? Lads?
Just three lads. No one's had a shower for... I can't even remember the last time anyone had a shower. Teeth brushing, that's gone out the window.
Yeah. They're not fans of that anyway,
they're... Well, they're baby teeth, aren't they?
Yeah, not going to keep them.
No, they're going to fall out anyway. In fact, the sooner they fall out, the sooner the other ones come through.
No, I don't think that is what they say.
Is it not?
I don't think so, no. I think it's, you get them into the habit of brushing and also...
I'll wait till they get the proper teeth.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Those front ones always fall out and the other ones haven't fallen out yet and there's no room. And you just think, if I'd have just not brushed them, they would have all fallen out at the same time.
Yeah, but if they get them too early...
Yeah.
You get those kids with massive teeth.
Yeah, but
a little head.
That's what my 9-year-old is. He's got the massive front teeth, but these ones are still the babe ones because he's looked after them so well. And you're like, done ourselves a disservice here.
My daughter's got a tooth missing. Just it never came down. Never came. When we did the X-ray, it never.
Was it up there?
It's not there. Just never existed.
It's weird, isn't it? Phantom tooth. Yeah. Did you ask for money for it though?
Well, it saved me 2 quid, hasn't it?
Well, it has been taken, though, by somebody. So
someone's had it.
So,
but I think it's just the tooth fairy's just a little bit eager.
Yeah, too eager, though, that.
Came in too soon.
Tooth fairy, is it a man or a woman, do you think? Or just to
have this conversation? I think gender neutral.
Yeah? Just sort of floats in.
I think they're a they.
A they?
Yeah, I think the fairy's a they.
I think they're a they.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Because it sort of don't matter, does it?
And how does the money get... Have they got, like, a little magic... purse or pouch. Like a netted pouch.
Yeah, a little
it's not
pouch.
A wallet, is it? They're not opening a wallet and like licking their thumb and counting out tenners.
Yeah, just like a little, yeah, a little pouch.
Yeah, just so I can visualise what your one's like.
Mm. Yeah, I think so. Ours is dead clever.
Really?
Yeah. Sometimes ours is late as well. I don't know if you've had this.
Well, but they're busy though, aren't they?
Yeah, I think that's what it is. A lot more people now. A lot more teeth.
More teeth, yeah. If you look at stuff from the 70s.
Yeah.
They didn't.
Not bothered, were they?
No.
And a lot of those teeth were out early doors as well.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, back then.
And they lost them by biting into money in like cakes and stuff.
Yeah,
and
exactly,
we don't do that as much anymore. It's a bit too dangerous.
No, ours has... There's been some times where our fairies even come after breakfast.
Really?
Yeah, the kids have been like, oh,
got
the tooth fairy.
They've missed them.
They thought they forgot.
Yeah.
And then I've gone, they never forget.
Do you reckon the tooth fairies heard them, like in the ether, and gone, oh, God, Manfords. Last night I forgot the Manfords.
Just a lot to do, isn't there?
Yeah, there is a lot
to do,
on.
You know. So, when the kids have gone back up.
What is that about elves and fairies? Because my elves do that. Sometimes, you know, the Christmas elves.
Yeah.
I've got up and they're not anywhere.
Oh, right.
And I've said to my son, just go and have your breakfast. And then they've appeared somewhere.
I think just sometimes you're
forgetful.
You're the end of the list, aren't you? They've got it's probably at some point everybody gets a late elf or fairy.
I
tell you who's never late.
Who?
Santa.
No, he's coming. He's never late, is he?
Back on Christmas Eve, done. You know what I mean? So they could look.
He's a grafter.
They could all look up to Santa, really, because he never misses. He doesn't miss a trick.
Well, I mean, it's patronizing the little helpers, aren't they? I mean, the name of...
He's got a lot of help. That's
they're
true,
called little helpers. It feels like he's demeaning them.
Do you know what? That's true, actually, because two fairies by himself, right? Your elf on the shelf.
Your elf operate alone.
He's on the shelf. But Santa, look how much help he's got.
Yeah.
So that's what it is, isn't it?
Just wonder how much he really does.
Well, as he's got older, maybe.
Resting on his laurels a little bit. I mean, because he doesn't look livest man in the world.
But funnily enough, he is.
And now you can get there. How does that work? Does he turn into like a gas or a sort of spirit?
I think I've read before. It's just a theory. Obviously, it's all theory.
Mm.
Reindeer farts.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, they're magic.
Oh, well, there you go. That's solved.
Merry Christmas. Time for a bit of this. Come on.
Questions for Steve. Questions for Steve.
Oh.
Questions for Steve.
Right,
questions for Steve. Questions for Steve. Questions for Steve.
Well, it's come through live.
7 years it's taken for that email to come through.
It's come through live. Wow. This is hot off the press, this one, guys.
I can see why they work in the studio now. That fax machine was like lightning, wasn't it?
Morning, gents, says Graham. I have the perfect question for Steve.
Oh, perfect
bold
one.
Claim. Bold claim.
Bold, yeah.
It relates to the UK getting its first snowfall of the season this week. Good. How do you both cope? Do you power walk through it like a heroic penguin or immediately accept defeat and hibernate inside? I'm the latter, so any top tier advice to survive future snow days would be very much appreciated.
Mm. So what sort of walk do we do through snow?
Well, he's suggesting that there's a model.
It's a cautious walk, isn't
it?
Like,
yeah.
It's a sort of trepidation. It's like a spider with six legs missing.
Yeah.
Just sort of tiptoeing along. Because I don't want to... If I go down, I'm not getting up.
Yeah.
Well, you're always holding a kid, so you've got no hands to protect yourself, and you're trying to stop them going down, you know.
And they could easily pull you down, couldn't they?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When they go...
They don't care.
They're not bothered.
No.
I mean, the whole thing is... It's hard, isn't it? You know, it's cold. I mean, I must say, this year, I'm actually down 16 kilograms in 18 months.
That's a lot.
Which is like...
My son weighs 19.
Yeah, there you go. I've lost your son.
Yeah.
Just on me. You know what I mean? Mad. A whole person. What's that, 2.5 stones, something like that? But the negative side effect of that is I am freezing.
Feeling the cold.
I've had a duvet around me all this time.
You haven't realised, have you?
I'm cold all the time.
Fat man privilege.
It is a fat man privilege.
That's what that is.
I didn't realise.
Yeah, you didn't know, you didn't realise. You don't just take it for granted, don't you?
I'm missing it. I always thought I was warm-blooded. It wasn't the blood.
No, it wasn't the blood.
It's
like a pudding, so it technically was the blood.
I'm so cold. It's my first winter.
It's your first since you were a kid. Oh, it's bad, isn't it?
First winter as a slimmer man.
Yeah. So ideally, you want to put weight on in the winter then, really.
Well, I guess that's
advise
sort of,
people if you're worried about winter bills.
Yeah, and as you were talking about falling over, you know, I'm worried about that now as well because...
Your bones are nearer the surface.
Yeah, I mean, there was a level... And they do say that as people get older. I mean, you should be weight training, obviously, even as you're getting older.
Yeah.
But also, you know, a layer of fat's not a bad thing. Just
not a bad thing.
As you get hold of those falls and those bones.
Cushion the falls.
It's a little, it is. So I guess, how do you both cope? I mean, up to this point, I've coped by just being overweight, and that's always just done me well.
I like snow. I like snow. I don't like driving in it.
No. Do you know what? I'm going to say, I don't mind driving.
Depends what sort of car you got.
Yeah.
You used to have the same car I had.
Your car is an absolute nightmare.
I got stuck in a service station once. I parked. There was a little bit of snow, flat. Yeah. Couldn't get out of space. Yeah. Just spinning around in a circle.
I don't mind it. I sort of, not that, well, have I done it on purpose? I probably have.
Well,
on our road, because it's a really quiet road. Our road is so quiet. We've moved now, but our old road was so quiet. Like, it was learner drivers and, you know, it was that quiet. So if it was icy on the floor, you could just come out of a bend.
Just
give it a little skid.
Just turn left to turn right.
Yeah, yeah, just like a little one.
Slide into the drive.
Yeah, just a little one.
Hit the post box.
Yeah, I mean, there'll be a moment where you think, oh, what have I done?
Why am I doing this?
I've gone too far.
And there's the learner driver there going, just parallel park around the corner. Oh my God, what's this doing?
Yeah, but that is exciting, that, yeah, when you're in sort of semi-control of the slide.
You're not going too fast, yeah.
No, you're like 10 mile an hour. It's not crazy, but...
Yeah.
So, yeah, so I guess I would deal with it. You know, I guess like Billy says, Billy Connolly, no such thing as bad weather, only the wrong clothes.
Wrong clothes, yeah.
So as long as you're prepped, good boots, good pair of walking boots.
Yeah.
Bit of grip on them. There's lots of people wearing those sort of like Uggy type. You can't wear Uggs, are not for the snow.
It's good for the warmth, but not good for the traction on the floor.
No. You need a proper boot. Proper boot, proper coat, good gloves, bobble hat, happy days.
Happy days.
We've got a question for Steve. This is from Nick and Sue. Hello, Jason and Steve. On a recent trip to Hawaii, we stumbled upon a vending machine that truly raised the bar for snack innovation.
Oh, okay.
It was a bright blue machine covered in cheerful yellow flowers. And what does it dispense? Not crisps, not chocolate, just cans of Spam.
Cans of Spam?
It was a hit with tourists. Wow. With possible confusion.
Confusing locals.
Yeah. Naturally, this got us thinking, the UK needs to up its vending machine game, but what should we offer? Yorkshire puddings on demand? A machine that pours the perfect cuppa? We'd love to hear your ideas.
I mean, that is a machine, isn't it? The machine that pours the perfect cuppa. That already
exists. That is all. Well, it doesn't make a brew, though, does it? You've still got to make your own
brew. Yeah, you've still got to put, yeah. It's sort of that weird sort of metal thing that the tea bags are.
Yeah.
I think Spam needs to be in a vending machine.
Have you seen it on the sheet there?
You've
got it in front of you. Yeah, it is. A little picture of it. But it's not snackable, is it? It's still in a tin.
Yeah.
I'd want that a bit more.
It's not cheap, Spam.
No, it's not.
It's not cheap. Because you think, I'll do that for a bit of a retro tea for the kids. Yeah. And then you go, how much?
Yeah, Jamie Oliver probably.
Yeah, no. Well, he gets everything.
Yeah. It's, there's a lot of money in vending machines, though. I've actually looked into this.
What would you dispense from your vending machines?
Well, I was just looking at the regular ones back in the day, but... you know, your cans and your chocolate bars and whatever. But there is, like, it's a lot of work, but it's a sort of one of those gifts that keep on giving.
Well, you know, we said about the Gregulator thing. What about a vending machine that...
Hot pasties.
Keeps them at a good temperature for a certain amount of time. And then, do you know that thing that lots of bakeries do? Gets to like 5 o'clock and they've got a lot of pasties left. They're all half price.
Yeah.
If you happen to be walking past the vending machine when one's just been in there 4 hours or whatever, whatever the cut-off time is, just dispenses one.
Yeah.
And you get a free one.
I think more aggressive than that.
What?
I think if it has one like a little ring camera.
It
fires it at you.
It identifies the face and the mouth and then just fires it into your gob.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
I think you put AI...
A sausage roll.
It can guess age, weight and...
They know everything now, whether you're a vegan or not.
Yeah.
They can shoot a vegan one in your gob.
Exactly. Even background.
Yeah, and it's tailored. Bang.
Bang, and you just
they
get
just
one.
Have,
bang.
Do you know what? They could just have a machine that had like a big pot full of steak bake filling and chicken or whatever, the festive bake. Mm. And then they just, when you press it, just envelopes it and...
Yeah. Would you trust that though?
No.
No. Would you eat it though?
Yeah.
Where real music matters.
This is Absolute Radio.
Absolute Radio.
Jason Manford.
Got to get you into the paddle, Steve.
Yeah, I've got time, but shall I buy a paddle?
Buy the racket, the trainers, and buy all the stuff.
Yeah.
Before you've ever played it.
Can I sort of practice against a back wall or something just to get me eye in?
Yeah. No, you've got hand-eye coordination already.
No, I know, but it's fine. Just the speed of the... Is it a ball or a puck? What is it?
It's a ball. It's a ball. It's I wouldn't. Don't buy anything yet, because it's, you know, it can. Otherwise, yeah. It gets.
Have you got like a racket before, with your name on? Yeah, we've got those golf clubs, haven't we?
Yeah, we've got golf clubs, ukulele.
Steve's still got them.
Yeah, I think he has. Yeah,
he's loving them. I've got three ukuleles.
Harmonica. I've got one of them. Banjo. I've got a banjo.
Have you got a banjo?
And a didgeridoo. I've got all sorts.
Yeah.
All
any good on them?
No.
Never had the time. Really.
Never had the time. Just all the gear, no idea. We're hobbies people, aren't we?
Well, we want to be, but we haven't got the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're learning German on Duolingo.
Yeah.
There you go. That's going well.
It's going well. I've learnt a lot of words, but I can't put them all together in a sentence. They're not trying to teach me that.
Yeah. But paddle's great. And right. I think there must be somewhere near you. There'll be somewhere in Hastings.
Oh, there is one, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm playing quite a lot. I posted a little picture the other day. I played with Gary Barlow.
Right.
Absolutely amazing.
Absolutely amazing.
He loved it. Great serve, Jay. Great serve.
Yeah, complimentary.
Very complimentary, yeah. Michael McIntyre came to join us.
Mm.
Michael's very good, actually, now.
I'd imagine he would be quite...
He wasn't.
Energetic. Oh, right, is he just...
He wasn't.
Yeah.
If you get chance to search Michael McIntyre plays paddle, there's a video of him, and the clip, the title of it, it actually says, Michael McIntyre plays paddle just as you'd imagine Michael McIntyre plays paddle.
So like, it's exactly what you expect.
He's running around with his mouth open.
Lots of energy.
Yeah.
Just chasing. Running, but not very fast.
Yeah, hair flopping everywhere.
But oh no, there's a ball!
Yeah.
All that.
My serve, your serve!
And, I can imagine, yeah. I'd like to watch that. What time is that?
It's on TikTok.
Yeah, get on there.
It's good. But he's obviously had some lessons.
He's watched that video. That video has been...
It spurred him on, I think.
Yeah,
it spurred him on.
Worst, darkest moment.
Yeah, and very competitive, but in a very funny way. We had a good laugh.
Without naming any names, is there one of that gang who's not so good?
Well, Barlow.
Oh, okay. Well, I said without naming
names. Oh, sorry. Okay, sorry. Yeah. Not Michael.
Okay. I thought there was another one. Somebody else.
Richard Fleischman.
Yeah.
No, he's brilliant.
Yeah. Oh, he's good, is he?
Yeah, he's very, very
actor,
good.
Actor, free time.
Actor, yeah. And he's just done that. I mean, you might have seen Richard this week. Well, you might have seen too much of Richard this last week, in Riot Women.
Oh.
I think he gets his bottom out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I did see that.
And we're just about to announce, actually, that he's going to be Shakespeare in Something Rotten.
We do
that in Manchester next summer, so that's going to be great. But yeah, he's very good. He's very good at it, and it was good. Barlow's good. He plays tennis, I think. So when you play tennis, which is good to a degree.
Did he play doubles tennis or just tennis?
No.
That's part of the game. You got to learn to have let the other person do the front and the back and whatnot.
Yeah. But he's getting there. I'm just trying to slowly convince the world. My only problem with that photo, me, Michael, Gary, Richard Fleischman, it doesn't do the reputation of paddle.
Middle class.
Yeah.
Really.
It's not helping.
No.
And that's why I set up my charity, the JM Paddle Academy, to help, you know, to get underprivileged kids being able to play the game. But the world of paddle is not always... Some of them are helping me, some of them are not, you know what I mean? And then I don't help myself by posting photos like that.
No. Could you do that photo again in like a rougher part of town? Or would they all be like looking over their shoulders?
Well, it was at Earl's Court, so it's not... it's called Earl's Court, isn't it?
Yeah, it's sense,
I don't help myself there really. No.
That's rough, isn't it? typical paddle guy.
Yeah, I need councils and the government to just help me. I've been trying to build them in schools and parks, but they're made of glass, so people are like, oh no, we've got to put them in a park, they'll get ruined. I'm like, I think if you trusted people, I think it'll be all right.
Yeah, it's really thick glass as well.
Yeah, and it's thick glass, you know what I mean? But I've seen how people treat bus stops, but even so, this is different. Because I think it'd become yours if it was in your local park.
Yeah, and you put a sniper on it, so it's fine.
Paddle sniper.
Yeah.
Jason Manford. Absolute Radio.
Good morning, it's the Jason Manford Show on Absolute Radio. Steve Edge is here.
Hello.
And our penultimate ever Absolute Radio
this
show.
This is it, yeah.
It's the end of an era.
Yeah, bittersweet.
Bittersweet, but we've had a lovely time. We've had good innings, haven't we? Good innings, to be fair. It's been good. And it's been a mad all week. Mad all week for me.
You've done the Royal Variety for us.
Yeah, so I did Royal Variety.
Second time
as a host, fifth time overall.
Royal Albert Hall.
Yeah. First time, obviously, was Blackpool, wasn't it?
COVID.
You came, didn't you?
I was the only one in the audience.
You were mine.
Literally the only one in the audience.
Yeah, that was weird. That was just screens, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Screens and stuff. So this was nice. They invited me back. Come and do a proper one, they said. Mm. Albert Hall, full audience. And, it was great.
Yeah, it's a lovely venue, though, isn't it, as well?
It is. It's a hard venue, though. Like, it is, you know, I'll be honest with you, comics will all tell you it is where comedians go to die.
Because it's round.
The role variety, particularly. Mm. The role Albert Hall, it's a tough route. It's built for music.
Yeah.
It's built for, you know, that
it is,
sort of concert.
It is a music venue, isn't it?
So, yeah. So it is hard, the spoken word. But, and then for some reason, the role variety performance as a gig for comics is just notoriously difficult.
Well, it's an odd audience, is it? Because it's all ages.
Bag. Yeah. All ages, to all, a degree. Yeah. They're older.
Yeah, they're older. All got a bit of money.
A lot of them
when you start thinking, what language is he speaking?
Is he Dutch?
What is this?
Yeah, there is a lot of money in the room. Mm. Because it's for charity, and the tickets are really pricey, you know. And it's for the Royal Variety Charity, which is fantastic, worthwhile, and I love being involved in their stuff. And to be fair, not everybody in the room is loaded.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people in there who, that is their big thing. Yeah, they go every year, they save up. You know what I mean? So there's a lot of regular people in there. It's the trick is, I think, when I've done it, is it's just finding those people.
Yeah.
And when I find, so I come out at the beginning, anyone who waves at me for the back of the right, mate.
Anyone eating crisps.
They're my people.
That's my lot. That one with his fat onions and tub of Pringles.
He brought his own sandwiches. Yes. Come on.
Rattling the foil away there.
This is my people.
That's my guy.
And then you've, of course, got the Royals, and there's a lot of people who are very happy to simply be in the room with
who
Royals.
Was the, which ones did you have?
We had Will and Kate.
Will and Kate.
So good ones.
Yeah.
My age, you know, got kids.
Yeah.
Like lots in... I say lots in Goblin. That's it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's it.
Your age,
I was gonna say.
Got kids.
Yeah. But they at least join in.
Yeah.
There's a sense of fun about them.
Because they're younger.
Yeah, I think so. And they're sort of happy to be there. And I think they're waiting to get roasted a little bit as well, which is good. And they're up for it. But then they can be very protective. Like, I had a joke in there about when you're raising children, they were posher than you.
Yeah.
And I, obviously, from my point of view, that's very much true. And I thought, oh, well, there's a good reference there, because obviously Princess Catherine is from a middle-class family, and she's literally raising the future monarchy.
Yeah, so they're quite posh.
So I was like, that's good. That's a good link. They were like, oh, no, I don't think, maybe not. Maybe don't mention that. I was like, okay. And then on the night, you just do it anyway.
Yeah. And she started crying. And
no, they love it. They love it. Okay. They're so much fun. And it was just, it was a great night. Honestly, when you watch it, it goes out on the 21st of December.
Oh, it's very Christmassy then.
Yeah, really Christmassy. We do Santa Claus is coming to town at the end with the orchestra and stuff. The finale is unbelievable.
Okay.
Les Miserables, 450 performers, ooh, right from amateur productions all around the country, from Hull and Glasgow, right through to the main guys at London West End, Michael Ball et al. And they do a sort of 15-minute like Les Mis medley of, it is unbelievable. Drummers, hundreds of drummers, choirs.
How did they get them in the dressing rooms?
I actually don't know where they were all day. They just appeared. They must have been somewhere, but they just appeared. Like, just hundreds of them.
It's quite a feat.
It really was. It was amazing. But they were fantastic. We had Leife, an Icelandic singer who I'd never heard of. You'd love her.
Yeah,
really, like, sort of modern jazz, but cool, like, really cool. Really,
okay.
She's really cool. You'd love her. Jessie J was incredible. Mick Miller was,
I would imagine,
so
he'd be
funny.
Yeah, because he knows that room. He'd be, that's his...
And he knows, you know...
He knows all ages.
Yeah, and he's gag, you know what I mean? And 50 years in the business, Mick Miller. And I actually, well, in my introduction I said, proper comic coming up next.
Yeah.
Like, to give him his due. You know what I mean? I'm 25 years in, but this guy.
Yeah, he knows what he's doing.
This is a proper comic. These are
jokes.
You're
in safe hands.
Yeah, these are jokes. Tom Davis did incredibly well. We had Paddington. We had, Kinky Boots. And it was just, we had Madness. They did they'd never played the Royal Variety. They were fantastic. And just for one day, the Live Aid musical.
Yeah.
So Bob came on, Michael Burke, and everyone who was sort of involved in that sort of time.
Oh, great.
Like, that was Not surprising, because obviously because what it was about, but actually they sort of told the story a little bit of Live Aid and then went into the musical Just for One Day, and that got like a mid-show standing ovation, like it was that special. So, it's a great show. It'll be on the 21st of December on ITV. At the end of the Royal Variety Performance, you obviously get to meet...
The Royals.
They come round. Now, I remember...
Hang on, was there 500 people in this queue?
There was a lot of people.
You said there was five. That's just Les Mis alone.
Yeah, there was. There was. I think they had a selection of people from Les Mis.
Imagine being told that you didn't make the grade.
Yeah. Well, I guess it was. There was some people.
Master of the house, get over there. You're not included.
There was a few. Well, Matt Lucas was there doing that, and Michael Ball. They were in the queue, and then there was some representatives from the different sort of amateur productions as well, which was nice. But I remember back in the day, I did it in. Whenever 2009 or I think I first did it. Peter Kay was host. I remember he was at the front of the queue with the producers and the director, and they sort of said hello. And then again, I saw to the Palladium, Miranda Hart. She was host. Shook her hands. Obviously, 2020, I didn't get to meet anybody because nobody was.
You just shook hands with a cable, didn't you?
Just a camera, Zoom call. And then this year they said, "Oh, the host is at the end. They meet the host at the end." I was like, "What, after 200 people?"
Yeah.
But anyway,
run out of stuff to say.
Well, yeah, they did. I've got to. That's the other thing that is, when they sort of talk about like royal training, and you think, what's that?
Yeah, but that you saw it in action.
It's that.
Yeah,
200 small talks.
If they just got five, and then they're out of earshot of the fifth one.
I don't know what the skill is. Again. I don't know what the skill is, but it is genuinely a skill.
Yeah,
because how many people reckon you could do small talk with?
I've struggled with one.
I could maybe do four.
Yeah.
200.
But are the other three, can they still hear what you're saying? So you can't repeat yourself?
Yeah, you can't repeat yourself.
I know, I'd struggle.
Yeah.
Two.
That's tough, isn't it?
Yeah.
So when they come round to me at the very end, we had a very quick chat about, so William come first. William's like quick. Yeah. Like he's like in 3 minutes, off he goes next.
Well, he's just done 200 people.
Yeah. But I'm talking down. Just as I was watching him.
Oh, yeah.
He's racing ahead.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Princess Catherine.
She's having a chat.
She's having a good chat.
Yeah, yeah.
A little gossip. You know what I mean? It's good. Yeah. You know what I mean? I can see that.
He's got his arm in the smaller than that. Come on, there's 200 of them to get through.
We've all been there. That's the thing. We've all been in that situation. If you start saying goodbye now,
I can see him in every aisle.
Yeah. So me and William have a little chat about the show, which was lovely, and the charity. And then there was a moment where I thought, because the protocol is, I remember when we did it with the Queen, you're not supposed to say anything to them.
Yeah, can have your cup final tickets.
Yeah, classic, yeah. But now the things are a bit more relaxed, I think.
Yeah.
So I just said, have you played paddle yet?
Yeah.
And because I know they play tennis.
Yeah, yeah.
And he said, "Oh, I have actually. I've been getting into it. I've been quite obsessed."
Oh, really? He's good. Another one.
Yeah. I said, "Oh, great." Another one. Again, it's not helping.
Doing great
it's
really for the sport not helping. Again, is it?
It's not helping.
No.
Get rid of this reputation.
Could have got Mick Miller in.
I should have
different demographic.
A game of madness. Yeah, madness. From Camden. Yeah. But anyway, I said, "Oh, I'll have your game sometime." He says, "Well, we'll play, but he said, I'm not very good, so you will have to play left-handed." But I am left-handed. Sucker.
Fell for that, didn't
he? Absolutely fell for that.
All right.
Yeah, no problem.
See you at the Palace next week.
So, I mean, he did say we'll have a game. So what shall I do? Do I just rock up?
I think you just turn up.
Just with me racket. It
seems fair enough. Those beef eaters seem very chatty. Yeah. I've seen the videos on YouTube. Yeah. Just ask them.
I just say, look, I've got a game of paddle booked.
Yeah.
I booked it on the app.
Yeah. It's just that we've only got it for another 20 minutes. If you didn't turn up now, I'm going to have to pay for it. And the thing, and for four. It's for four, that. Yeah. And he promised.
Yeah, it's a game of paddle, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think it's a great leveller. I think it'll be fine.
Yeah.
He must want people to play with if he's playing.
Maybe he doesn't like paddle at all. He's just playing you.
No.
Maybe he's just said, yeah, I love paddle. Yeah, yeah. Hey, we'll have to have a game here. And you play left-handed. Get him off. Come on, get him. Send him to the tower.
Off with his head.
If it comes near the palace, you have my permission to shoot him.
It's hashtag bin chat.
Hashtag bin chat.
Hashtag bin chat.
Bin chat. Bin chat. Bin chat. Bin chat. Bin chat. Bin chat. Bin chat. Bin chat. Bin chat. Bin chat. Bin chat. Bin chat.
My brother moved into a fancy gated community. It actually says Dear Jason Manford and Steve Edge at the top, which is very formal.
It's very polite. What's his name? Lawrence? Gated community, Lawrence, yeah. Full names.
There you go.
Public school boy.
A lot of aspersions there. My brother moved into a fancy gated community in Jersey.
He's judging his brother, so that's fine.
Thinking it was all manicured lawns and friendly neighbours. Mm. However, it couldn't be further from the truth after bin day delivered a dark seeker. My brother put their bins out like everyone else, unmarked, because who expects trouble in a nice neighbourhood?
This is like the film trailer.
Yeah. That evening, the bin was gone. Oh. Completely vanished.
Just his?
What would you have done? It just says his, yeah. Would you buy a new bin, ask the neighbours, or C, launch a full investigation? If you chose option C, congratulations, you and my brother are alike. He went door to door, suspecting one house with an unusual number of bins, but they denied everything. And with no proof, he gave up and bought a replacement. Months later, a friend secretly stuck a photo of my brother's face on the inside of his new bin to prevent further theft. Mm. Now, at least one bin on the estate is unmistakably his. However, the mystery remains. Who stole my brother's original bin?
Yeah.
Many thanks, Lawrence.
Ooh, that is a mystery, isn't it? I feel like in a gated community, I feel like there's a lot of secrets.
Yeah, I think so.
Do you know what I mean?
A lot of keys going in there, bowls and whatnot.
Yeah, this is the least of their worries.
Pampas grass.
Pampas grass and the upside down pineapple.
Yeah, exactly.
People going missing. Mm-hmm. Oh, that guy. Mm. Oh, my sister wanted to move into that end house, but, you know, the old guy was there. But
he promised it to me.
Sadly, he died and she moved in a week later.
Yeah.
His body was found in a bin. I mean, it's a gated community, so you could always put the gates through, couldn't you?
Could do.
And then it's not a gated community anymore.
I think from the information we've received...
Yeah.
Because we've only got this one email to go on.
We don't know, yeah.
We can't do the full investigation. From the information
I mean, even the email is from his brother's perspective, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
But suspecting one house with an unusual number of bins...
That does seem
like
a red flag in it, really.
I'd say so, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd say so. Is there a way of... Maybe you start marking. I know he's put a picture in there, but like marking the bottom of the bin.
Yeah.
So you know.
Or buy a new bin, put it outside, put one of the little cameras on. Catch them in the act.
Hashtag bin cam.
Nobody got a ring doorbell. They can see somebody nicking.
They've obviously trusted the gated community too much.
Yeah.
That's what they've
done. That's what's happened. And you've lost your bin.
Because the thing of the gated community, Steve, is whilst you think it's to keep people out,
it's also to keep people in.
Exactly.
Exactly. And secrets.
And secrets. And bins.
Coming soon to Channel 5, the gated community.
Time for a bit of this.
Hit me with your best fact. Fire away.
We love a bit of this, don't we, Steve?
Yeah.
We love hit me with your best facts. It is that time where you can win yourself an Absolute Radio mug for having the best fact. I mean, what's interesting is that we're actually in Absolute Radio. Producer made me a cup of tea. What's it in?
Well, but they're not going to give you one of those.
Not going to give us one of those.
To spill it in the studio, do they? Because the handle would fall off.
Handle would fall off.
Scald your arm.
You end up with purple all over your lips where the paint would come off with the heat.
Yeah.
It's a terrible mug.
Awful.
Terrible. Let's start off with Kerris, who says Queen Camilla is related to Madonna.
Madonna?
Mm-hmm.
Is she?
Yeah, it's true. Genealogists found that both Camilla and Madonna are descendants of a French-Canadian settler named Zachary Cloutier, who emigrated to New France, now Quebec, in the early 17th century. So related is, I feel that's a bit of a push.
It's quite a way back, isn't it?
Yeah. It's not like...
I can't see the resemblance.
I don't know.
I've never seen a dance, though, to be fair.
No, I suppose not.
Maybe that's where it reveals itself.
Maybe. Ian says, if you shuffle a normal pack of 52 cards...
No, yeah.
I think we've had this.
Is this about there's a million than there is atoms in the...
Yeah, we had a... this is a much more basic version of it. It just says the order you end up with. It's just another way...
loads. Really basic. Is loads.
It's a different phraseology of it, I suppose. The order they end up in has never happened before, is what he says.
Okay.
We've had a similar one, haven't we?
Yeah, where there was something about, you know, stars in a section of the atmosphere.
And Claire says, honey never spoils.
Does it not?
A three-word fact. I like that.
Honey never... I think I sort of knew that. It does go hard, though, doesn't it, sometimes?
Yeah.
You know, it sets when it gets really cold.
Yeah, I guess properly stored.
No, but I imagine that, you know, your rose honey and whatever that.
Yeah.
It's probably got a little bit of something thrown in. Whereas proper honey, I bet that doesn't.
Oh, yeah, that stuff, that squeezy stuff you get.
Yeah,
for the
proper
kids.
Honey does not.
No. Yeah, I think what they mean is it's never going to become unsafe.
Is there
to
a vintage?
Eat.
Is there such thing as vintage honey?
Go, yeah, well, there
is,
are like.
This is honey from 1817, this.
There are like. Yeah, I've seen. Like
the market
classic
for
honey.
That.
There probably is.
Quaffing on vintage honey.
There's ancient Egyptian honey.
Still not spoilt.
Jars
still
of
fine.
Honey found in Egyptian tombs over 3,000 years ago.
Imagine that explorer going in and opening that tomb and that skeleton's there and he's got honey there. You can eat that. And he's going, shut up.
Yeah, I'll be fine.
You eat it. Look what it's done to his face.
It was discovered still preserved. Some tests showed it was still chemically stable and technically safe to eat. I don't want to hear the word technically.
Technically, yeah. Is it safe to eat?
Technically.
Technically.
There's some Cold War era honey. People found sealed jars from the 1940s to the 60s. That's perfectly fine as well.
Right.
And so there are actual vintage honey collectors.
Hey, we should move in. This is the market we should move into.
Yeah, that's what. Should we move our golf clubs and ukuleles to one
let's
side?
Let's get into vintage honey.
Yeah, vintage honey. But these guys are looking for old rare honeys, unique floral sources, manuka, orange blossom, that sort of thing. Original packaging from specific decades, historical branding. Some collectors focus on unopened pre-World War II jars.
It doesn't matter if they're opened. It's technically safe to eat.
Yeah, technically.
Technically.
We've got a fact here from Steve.
Oh.
Another a different one, I think.
I don't remember it.
There are that many varieties of apples in the UK alone. If you tried a new one each day, it would take over 6 years to try them all.
There's that many varieties of apple? They're making your name. Golden Delicious.
Yeah.
Braben. A Bramley apple. Crab apple. I mean, we're running out there, not the edible. Pink Champagne. Jazz apple.
The Jazz apple.
I love a Jazz apple.
I love a jazz apple.
I just fight for the name.
Gala.
A gala, yeah. We've not even got to 10 yet.
Pink Lady.
I said Pink Champagne, Pink Lady. Right, that's okay. What you're right, it is Pink Lady.
Braben, you said that one, didn't you?
Yeah.
Granny Smith,
yeah. Tart, them, aren't they?
Mm.
Quite tart, golden delicious.
What's the? There's the cooking apple.
That's a.
Does that count as one?
Bramley. Yeah. Well, there was no. We can't think of 6 years worth.
So yeah, basically the claim is true because there are 2,500 different apple variants in the UK.
In the UK alone.
Yeah, developed in the UK. Yeah. So it's worldwide. There's 7,000. But do you know what? I remember. An episode of You Bet once where a guy could name all the apples on a cart.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I remember Brucey going, right, here we go.
Right.
Yeah. Is that a Braben?
You bet.
It's a Braben.
Do you want to bet it? You bet. Braben.
Yeah, that was it. I remember that. So, Leanne says, Amazon is responsible for introducing Black Friday sales to the UK.
Is it? Well, that makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I seem to remember sort of people... going mad for flat screen TVs. It's November. Is it this Friday?
It's this Friday.
I feel like it's this Friday.
Black Friday started in 2010. It wasn't solely Amazon, but Amazon popularised it, I guess, would be the way to say it. And Andy says, Germany has more castles than America has McDonald's.
Oh, that's good.
Now, that's good.
That's
and
good.
You're going
I could
to Germany.
Use that. I'm going to Germany next week. I could use that in Berlin. I don't know there's a million in Berlin, but could
that's
use that.
Good. Yeah, so it's 20 to 25,000 castles.
That's impressive. That's impressive.
Yeah.
And
the United States. Just learn that fact in German.
Das ist interessant. I think that's right.
Is that right?
Yeah. Might be dis. Interestant is a word, though.
Is it? Okay, fine. So you're going to get over there and you're going to say, Deutschland?
Yeah.
Hat mehr Burgen als Amerika McDonald's Filialen in des USA.
I'll say that.
Gibt.
Yeah. If it's on Duolingo, I'll say it.
Say it. But yeah, that's... you would think that there was loads more McDonald's in...
And it's massive country
it's
as
massive,
well.
Yeah.
And they love a McDonald's.
They love a McDonald's.
That is a good fact.
I really like that
You can use that in any McDonald's and any time you're in a castle.
13,500 McDonald's restaurants in America. Which is, I guess, still a lot. That is a lot.
That is a lot. Yeah. But not as many castles.
No. But don't forget, I mean, a lot of these castles will be ruins and that sort of stuff. So, but I do like that one. Libby, who says the longest film ever made was almost 36 days long.
36 days. And, you know, you're in a cinema, you need a wee.
Yeah.
It feels longer, doesn't
it? You need food and sleep.
Some films can feel first.
I just think if you can't tell a story in 90 minutes, you're not doing your job.
I get annoyed. I've told you this before. Yeah. If a film starts and it shows like a battered hatch of a science wing and saying fishing here, and then a tide, and you go, all right, it's an old fishing town. Yeah. And then it shows like a boat float. You go, I get it. It's an old fishing town.
Fine.
I get it. It's run down. Yeah. Move on.
I know. There's no need for it.
I don't need it.
It's a Swedish film.
Oh, of course it is.
Of course it is. Yeah,
well, now it all makes sense.
It's 51,420 minutes. And the film's called Logistics.
I mean,
could not sound any more boring. Let's try and watch it.
Yeah.
Why not?
What do you think of that bit in the middle? I didn't watch the middle.
That cliffhanger, wasn't it? Four hours in.
It was about six days in. That, I really didn't expect that.
We've got Rich, Kieran and Rohan from California.
Three of them coming in together with the fact together.
Yeah. A great white shark. I presume that's how they talk.
Yeah, it matches with that.
And then California, though, it's a bit more like...
Yeah.
Great white shark can weigh as much as 15 gorillas.
15 gorillas, good measurement.
I like that.
Yeah, because that is a unit of measurement, a great white shark.
Yeah.
And you've split it against another one. I like that.
15 gorillas. Judith says, most toilets in the world flush in the key of E flat.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
E flat, is it?
What do you reckon? So it's like, shh. There you go. It'd be weird if it made that noise, wouldn't it?
Yeah. It'd be weirder if you did it when you were on it. Ding, every time.
So that's what noise you're talking
about. Really?
I don't know. It feels high.
It does feel high. Oh, maybe.
Who knows?
Well, who knows? Well, they're saying it's a fact.
It's a fact.
Most toilets. I mean, it's a fact that's quite loose.
With a caveat, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Most toilets.
Rich says, the mountain chicken isn't a chicken.
Is it not? Is it a mountain? Not.
It's also not a mountain.
What is it then?
The mountain chicken is actually a frog.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, it tastes like chicken, apparently.
But they've gone so far with it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But basically the name comes from the fact that frog is a local delicacy in the Caribbean and tastes like chicken, hence the nickname mountain chicken.
Oh, okay. It wasn't just like an idiot. And they went, what's that? And he went,
no.
Chicken.
No, it was...
That's a chicken. Yeah, that's a chicken. It's a mountain chicken. That's why it looks different. And then they've gone, he thinks that's a chicken.
No, just because it tastes like it.
Okay.
Gary says, you can make diamonds from peanut butter.
Can you?
That's what he says.
We're going through the peanut butter at our house because I've got two boys who love a bit of peanut butter.
Right.
Bought a kilogram pot the other day.
Blimey.
That's about 2 weeks. They love the peanut butter.
There is a real lab experiment where researchers squeeze peanut butter at high pressure and temperature to replicate some carbon structures, but this was not commercial or simple, like make diamonds from peanut butter. So there's no real sort of supporting evidence to claim it as a fact.
No, because you could do that with anything, couldn't you? Squash anything carbon, with a thing, yeah.
Yeah, so... Might have to discount that one. David says, did you know there is no better month to cut wood in a forest than November?
No better month?
It's the best month.
Windy though, isn't it? I mean, a bit rainy. Is it because the trees are, they're out of their season and they're relaxing, the sap's gone, so it's probably the best?
Well, again, it's slightly unverified. Oh. There's a tradition among some foresters that late autumn, after the leaf fall but before freezing, is good for harvesting wood. Low sap content,
that's what I said.
Easier access, better drying. But to claim no better month globally is too strong.
Too strong.
So, but it's it sort of makes sense.
Sort of, yeah.
Good facts this week. So we're going to pick a winner from our facts. We had Keris, who told us Queen Camilla's related to Madonna. Ian told us about shuffling the deck of 52 cards. It's never happened before. Claire told us honey never spoils. Steve told us there are 6 years worth of UK apple varieties. Amazon's responsible for introducing Black Friday to the UK, according to Leanne. There's more castles in Germany than the USA as McDonald's. Longest film's almost 36 days long, according to Libby. Rich and his pals from California told us that the great white shark weighs around 15 gorillas. Judith told us that most toilets flush in the key of E sharp. E flat, sorry. What a terrible mistake to make. How embarrassing. And Rich told us about the mountain chicken being, actually it's a frog, diamonds out of peanut butter, disputed for Gary, and unverified, the best month of the year to cut wood is November, according to David. So, what do you reckon, Steve?
Because I'm going to Germany, I'm going with Germany has more castles than America has McDonald's. That's still quite an astounding fact. That's a good fact. You'll remember that one.
Yeah. Remember the numbers as well.
You will remember the 25, numbers.
25,000 castles.
Because you'll say stuff like, there's more apples that you can eat in like a week. Is it 4 years? Yeah. 6 years? You know, you'll forget, but you'll remember that.
That is good. I'm into that one. Very good. Okay, so Germany has more castles than the US has McDonald's. A Absolute Radio mug winging its way to Andy. Well done.
Where real music matters.
This is Absolute Radio.
Absolute Radio.
Jason Manford.
Thanks for joining us this morning here on Absolute Radio. What have you got planned the rest of the day, Steve?
I'm going to put some Christmas decorations up. Not the tree yet.
We're going tree.
Are you going tree?
Well...
Well, you're worried it'll spoil.
No, because...
You water yours. Do you water yours?
No, even less so than that. Because we've moved,
yeah,
we've actually not got the space this year for a real one.
Yeah. Oh, see. Oh, right.
We're only in a little... We're just
renting. You've not got to worry about it,
we're just renting a little house, yeah. So we're just going to get the plastic one up there.
Yeah, one in the east wing, one in the west wing. Yeah,
yeah. It's the one from the west wing. I'm going to put that in.
I'm going to put some candy canes up and some icicles, you know, out the back garden, just so you can see
them.
Well,
do you know, it's after we chatted about it last week and I was sort of very like, well, 2nd of December. And then I actually felt myself, I think because I've just had, and I know this is first world problems, but I put myself under so much pressure for raw variety. As you know, we chatted lots about it.
Yeah.
And... I just put myself under a lot of pressure basically for it. And then afterwards, yesterday when we filmed it, and then I went to Bromley and then I was just absolutely wiped. And then I just looked at this weekend and I start rehearsals for Panto Monday.
Oh dear, okay.
So it's like foot straight in really. So I just thought, you know what, actually this weekend could be
my Christmas
weekend, yeah.
Yeah.
And I thought, yeah, I'm gonna do it.
Get a matchmaker's out.
Gonna go early, get the
Have
Christmas.
A little glass of Baileys.
Yeah. Mince pies. Yeah. Get the kids making mince pies.
Yeah.
And then, get the VH1 Christmas classics on the telly.
Yeah, He's dead. He died last Christmas.
It's the only time I ever watch those music channels. Do they exist the rest of the year?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think they do. I might even get the Netflix Fire.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's good, yeah.
Quite like that.
No, do you know what I like? BBC Four, I think. They do the just like a reindeer sleigh. Brilliant. Goes on for like 6 hours, like slow TV.
Right.
A fella like having his lunch. It's good.
I'm into that. Yeah. I'm into that. So, yeah, we're going to go Christmas this weekend. We will be back next week for our final ever Absolute Radio show.
And it's a Christmas show, so it's a Christmas party and a leaving do, so somebody's getting hammered.